what's your what's your attitude here with another off-season program?
I feel good. I was excited this whole off-season training in California and just seeing the things that we've done, the players that we've brought in. I'm excited, man. It's a new energy in the building. You know, everybody is just building that chemistry right now. The players that just got on board, they're bought all in. I like the energy that they bring into the team. A lot of talent. And right now, just going on day two of workouts, you just see the guys loving it. And you just feel a whole new swag about the team. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
You played against Tyrod. So, I mean, what did you think when the Browns made that trade to bring him in?
I like the move. With Tyrod, you know, he's a guy that's not going to go out there and make a lot of mistakes. I think he plays the game well in his mind. And with the weapons that potentially we have on our offense, I think, you know, it'd be great for him. You know, he's a guy that's mobile. He rarely turns the ball over. So that's something that's definitely good from a defensive player when you see, you know, quarterback not turning the ball over. You know, it keeps you off the field longer. So that's something that's exciting for me. But, you know, Tyrod, he came in, and you can just tell that he's a leader. And I'm excited to see him.
How much did you pay attention to all these moves as they were transpiring this offseason? And what were you thinking as you were watching the headlines, you know, flash across?
When I was watching the headlines flash across, I think I was on Twitter more than anybody, writing, saying, like, how excited I am for the new players, excited about what Coach Hugh, John Dorsey, and this organization is doing. And I'm just glad to be a part of something special. And I'm sorry about that. And, you know, Coach Hugh, one thing that he told me, you know, after last season was, you know, we would never have this feeling again. And seeing the moves that we made tells me that we're working on something special. And for me to be, you know, here my whole career and the things that we went through as an organization my whole career, I'm a man of faith, and I feel like this year is really going to be something special for us. And just seeing all the moves is just getting me excited, getting me fired up. I'm not saying it's a new fire in me, but it's just, you know, even more. And I'm just excited to see, you know, this season get rolling.
You're going to have some continuity, which you haven't had a lot of on defense. So just talk about what the next step in this defense could be.
You know, we got a lot of talented players on this roster. If you look at, you know, guys from last year, rookies, you know, they got 1 year under their belt, so they're getting more and more comfortable. We brought in players that can come in and compete. I think this training camp is probably going to be one of the competitive training camps I've been a part of, just because we have so much depth and talent, especially with our younger guys. And I think that our younger guys did an awesome job last year with, you know, getting in there, getting in the fire, playing at an early age, and starting to understand the game more and more, and just being in the classroom. Right now, you can understand that, you know, people are more understanding of our playbook, more understanding of, you know, the NFL, and just some of the older guys on the team. You know, we're trying to push everybody. Competition is good. Competition is something that we need, because that'll put the best players on the team. So for this year, I think that competition level will rise, and, you know, just build a better team. And I'm just excited for it.
Marius Randle, and then, you know, obviously Jabril can move, and then all, like, three corners have been added.
Yeah.
How much difference do you think?
Like I said, it's a lot of depth. You never can have enough DBs, in my opinion, especially with the way the league is changing. We have a lot of dominant receivers, dominant tight ends, and a lot of running backs coming out the backfield that can, you know, guys like Duke, for example, who can, you know, flex out and become like a wide receiver. So the more DBs you have, the better. And I feel that just adding that depth, you know, it can give guys a breather if they're tired, and you have another guy come in and, you know, do his job well. And, you know, just, so you can do a lot of different defensive styles, you know, have this guy on the field on this package, this guy on the field on that package. So when you have a lot of DBs and a lot of depth like that, you can do more and more. And I think that's something that Greg loves. If you look at his track record, you know, he's played with a lot of great DBs. So I think that'll be something good for our defense.
Chris, how much attention do you pay to the build up to the draft? Do you look at mock drafts and stuff like that?
Nah, I don't. That's something I really don't pay attention to. Is, you know, I understand that we have the first pick and, you know, the fourth pick, but that's out of my hands. I don't really get into that. You know, I'm just, you know, hoping that we do get the right picks, but I don't really pay attention too much about it. I mean, for me, being a defensive guy, you always want, you know, extra defensive players, but I'm just hoping that we get, you know, the right players to come in and, you know, buy into the program and help us out where it need be. So, and I know that, you know, John Dorsey and the rest of the staff, you know, will do that. So I leave that to them. I have no say so in anything at all. And, you know, I just hope that we get the right players.
Did you pay attention to mock drafts the year you were coming out?
Of course. Yeah. Of course. I mean, when you're in the draft, it's, you know, it's a different story, especially when you've played with those guys in your class. So you always, you know, comparing, especially if you're a competitor. That's just something that's in your nature. You know, you're trying to watch where guys go, who go where, and things like that. And obviously, you know, hoping to see where you're going to end up. So I paid attention to it a little bit when I came out.
Chris, the Browns have added new players at every position but linebacker. Have you taken note of that? What do you make of that?
You know, hopefully they have faith in us. And that seems to be what it looks like. You know, we have a great, great room. From Jamie Collins being the oldest guy to, I think, B.J. Bello being the youngest guy. We have a lot of depth and a lot of talent in that room. And, you know, you never know what happens in a draft. Maybe we a draft linebacker. Who knows? So, but as of right now, you know, I love the group of guys that's in that room. Our linebacker coach, Blake, you know, he's doing an extremely well job with our younger guys and myself and Jamie. So it does kind of make you feel good a little bit, you know, to understand that, you know, they have trust in our group. But like I said, the draft's coming up. You never know, you know, what's going to happen. But you can always add depth to a linebacker. You know, you always need guys in and out of rotation. So, but I feel good about the guys that's in our room.
If they add more pass rush, they, you know, next week get a pass rush. Mm-hmm. With what you already have here, what do you think that would look like?
I think that it would be nasty. You know, with Emmanuel Agba, Myles Garrett, you know, guys like that can, you know, pass rush, get to the quarterback, you know, adding another player, you know, that's dominant, you know. And that's something that, you know, as a linebacker, you always want pass rushers. So, you know, that'd be something that's fun. But, you know, anybody that comes to the defense, you know, it's our job as a defensive unit to just, you know, bring them into the program, let them know the culture. Make them feel comfortable, but let them understand that, you know, this is the way we do things, this is how we do things, and just welcome to the family.
How's Garrett looking, and what kind of vibe do you get from him? What do you expect from him?
Miles is Miles. One thing about Miles, he haven't changed. He's been the same person since you drafted him. He's been the same person now. High energy guy, you know, on the field when he's working out, you know, we just, you know, ran a little bit, and he's in tip-top shape, you know, so Miles is going to give you everything that he has, and, you know, that's what a first-round pick looked like, and I'm just excited to have him on board, second year under his belt, well, going into his second year, 1 year under his belt, so I'm excited to see him evolve into the player that we all know he can be.